if you're innovating, creating, or making a difference.
This show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
What I really enjoy about sliding, first and foremost, when it was born, it wasn't for show purposes. It was to scare people. I like the tactical stuff, the real precise, tight spins, fitting myself into small spaces at high speeds. I just love doing everything.
Across Southern California, when the Halloween haunts open, the sliders are getting some of the loudest screams. These are talented performers who can slide in at high speeds, seemingly out of nowhere to scare you. And there's an elite team of sliders called Decade Brigade that performs every summer at Scare LA. Featuring extreme physical stunts like leaps and high-speed spins, their shows are a crowd-pleasing favorite. During last year's Scare LA, we had the opportunity to talk with Steve Peterson of Decade Brigade after one of the shows. Steve talked about the beginning of his sliding career.
The year I was told by my mother I was too old to go trick-or-treating, I started scaring trick-or-treaters in my own house, and sliding came very shortly behind that.
What kind of training do you have to do so that you can do that as you do and not break bones or something?
Being a slider, as far as training goes, is really all about conditioning. There's no right or wrong way to slide. It's what works out best for each individual. Everybody finds their own style. Everybody creates their own style, their own tricks, their own moves. Everybody does it differently. The best thing you can do is just make sure your gear is as safe as possible and be smart about it. Be safe and just go out there and practice and try and get better and evolve as you keep doing it.
Tell me about the gear you're wearing.
The gear I'm wearing, we're not officially sponsored by anybody. I'm not sure if I can say any names, but just because our gloves are, everybody wears everything from a subcontractor's glove or a mechanic's glove. I myself personally wear leather motorcycle gloves. I find that they last a little longer and the reinforced knuckle is nice to have for added protection. Our shoes, everybody gets a shoe that's comfortable to them, and then we just take a steel toe, put that out on top of our shoes so that we have a nice athletically supportive shoe with the toe protected. And then our knee pads, any standard knee pad will work. We do have preferred knee pads. Everybody has their own personal preference. Any skateboard, BMX, roller derby knee pad will do the trick.
Tell me about the style and the tricks that you've developed for your own repertoire.
For my own personal repertoire? What I really enjoy about sliding, first and foremost, when it was born, it wasn't for show purposes. It wasn't to do tricks. It was to scare people. It was used as a scare tactic. To me, the skill set that I really worked on very hard for myself that I wanted to be good at was the environmental and situational awareness and the accuracy to be able to slide with enough speed and power to still be effective, but through tight crowd groups. I personally like shooting small, narrow spaces and making myself fit at a speed that would surprise people. It'd be a good scare tactic. Beyond that, most people work pretty steadily on spins. Jumping is kind of the big crowd wow factor that everybody works on. And as time has gone on, we've really tried to dig deep and just evolve it because the show has seemed to be so well received that we really want to grow it for the crowd. If they're having fun, we're having fun. And the more fun we can give them, if we can show them new things each year, it's going to be more fun for everybody. So we really try to work hard on being well-rounded and have everything. Again, I like the tactical stuff, the real precise, tight spins, fitting myself into small spaces at high speeds. And I just love doing everything, really, honestly. It's a real joy to be able to do this.
I have seen that joy today in your show. This is the second one of your shows I've seen. I see a lot of fun. I also see a lot of trust between you and your fellow teammates.
Absolutely. There is a lot of trust built. We've had several people who have approached us about being a part of the team. And this whole group, in the Halloween industry, there's a big misconception about a lot of sliders that there's some sort of elitist attitude, or for some reason everybody thinks sliders think they're better than everybody. Every group's going to have some people that feel that way. Somebody's going to have a chip on their shoulder. There's nothing you can do about that. That's humanity. But our group has been very good about being humble. We're all here as a team. It's not a one-man show. Nobody shines any brighter than the other. And the biggest thing that we have as a team is trust. And that's one of the reasons we don't bring just anybody onto the team, is because we're putting ourselves in some situations, while they may not be as extreme as other sports, fighting or skateboarding or BMXing or motocross, it's still a very dangerous situation. We do have we've already gone over the gear, and a lot of it's a very hard surface. You could seriously hurt yourself, and we're moving at pretty high speeds, and we're out there with very little padding to other parts of our body. Our heads, you know, it'd be very easy to hurt each other. So there's a lot of trust, and that's a big part of being a slider, is trusting the people around you and knowing how they slide, because then that works into the situational awareness. If you do end up in a situation that could be potentially dangerous, you know, you knowing and trusting the person who's in that situation with you brings down the accident percentage drastically. You both know how you get out of it, and you both know what the other person's going to do before they do it.
How have you yourself dealt with a situation like that?
I've been in many situations like that, as you can imagine, especially in a haunted event venue like a Universal or a Knott's Scary Farm or a Dark Harbor, whatever it is. There's always the variable out there of what's the guest going to do. That's the one person we can never account for. We can't guess their reaction before they do it. There's any number of things that they could do, and we're going to have to react to it in a split seconds amount of time so that nobody gets hurt. I myself have been in situations where in a dark, foggy area, I've gone after a group, and on the other side of the fog, somewhere where I couldn't see, I heard another slider hit the ground going after the same group. We had no clue where each other were, but we knew we were going for the same group in opposite directions and headed right for each other. And again, it's that situation of trust. I knew who was around me. I had an idea of what that person was going to do, knowing that they probably heard me as well. We both got up. Nobody was hit. Guests were fine, except for being extremely terrified, having two sliders coming at them in a very close proximity. And then promptly after the guest group was gone, we both laughed about it ourselves, being a little frightened ourselves.
That is great. Are you looking for any new sliders now, and how many members are in your team?
As of right now, including the makeup artist that we brought with us, Scott Ramp's Scream Team very politely and graciously offered to sponsor us for this Scare LA convention. And we brought two makeup artists that we trust to help him create his image on us. So including them, we brought a total of 18 people with us today. Sliders were 16. We had one member who was not able to perform with us because he was actually injured in the rehearsing for this event. So we had 15 sliders on the floor for this convention, 16 on the roster, and unfortunately currently that's about as big a roster as we can have, because for an event like this we have a very small window for shows, and due to the time constraint, if we had many more than this, we wouldn't get everybody on the floor, we wouldn't be able to get everything out there and everybody feel like they were as much a part of the show as everybody else. It's important to us to make sure that everybody contributes the same. Like I said earlier, there's not one person on this team who shines brighter than anybody else. It's very much a team effort. We are a group, and we are friends and family before that, so it's a lot of fun.
Before we wrap up, where can we expect to see Decay Brigade for Halloween this year, 2015?
For Halloween 2015, most of us, while we are here as the Decayed Brigade, and we are very much our own entity, most of us do work for Knott's Scary Farm. We work at the Halloween Haunt there. We will be completely different characters than you've seen here. Knott's has, those are their characters, and we don't bring them into our, we're very separate. But we will be there, most of us working for Knott's Scary Farm. We also have some people who are working the Empty Grave, which I believe is in Laguna. I'm not sure about that. But the Empty Grave, we have some people there. We've had some people who have worked at the Haunted Cellar. We've had people come out for the team who have worked for Universal, for Dark Harbor, for a lot of different events. But most of us will be at Knott's Scary Farm this year.
And finally, and thank you for your time, what would you really like people to get from you as a performer, as a showman, about innovation, creativity, and making a difference?
Oh, man, the best thing I can say, I've been a performer in many facets for a long time, for most of my life, and the best thing I can say is if you find something that you're passionate about, don't let anybody tell you you can't do it. You just keep doing it, and if somebody's telling you it's not the right thing or somebody's telling you you're doing it wrong, if it feels right to you, just stick with your guns. If you're passionate about it, if you put everything you have into it, don't let anybody tell you no. You're going to get to where you want to be. Success can be defined in so many different ways. You shouldn't have a closed mind to what success can be. You're going to get somewhere. It might not be where you set out to get, but you will get somewhere. And as long as you're happy with what you're doing, you're never going to be disappointed.
Steve, thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much.
You and I have been listening to Steve Peterson of Decay Brigade, Southern California's best sliders. You'll get a chance to see them in action this weekend at Scare LA's fourth Halloween convention at the Pasadena Convention Center. Decay Brigade's show times for their slider show are listed on the Scare LA website, 2016.scarela.com. That's 2016.scarela.com. And this year, something new and scary has been added. Decayed Brigade are going to be teaching a sliding clinic
at noon on Saturday the 6th on the sliding stage. Again, you'll find information on that on Scare LA's website, 2016.scarela.com. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more Over Coffee podcasts, our link is twomaverix.com. That's twomaverix.com. And you can contact us at twomaverix@gmail.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.